Welcome to the 2013 ASCII We Agnostics panel. My name is Craig and I'm an alcoholic. Please help me open this meeting with a moment of silence followed by the serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Alcoholics Anonymous is a fellowship of men and women who share their experience, strength, and hope with each other that they may solve their common problem and help others to recover from alcoholism. The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking. There are no dues or fees for AA membership. We are self-supporting through our own contributions. AA is not allied with any sect, denomination, politics, organization, or institution. Does not wish to engage in any controversy. Neither endorses nor opposes any causes. Our primary purpose is to stay sober and help other alcoholics to achieve sobriety. There may be some here who are not familiar with our tradition of anonymity at the public level. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need to always to maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, TV, and films. Thus, we respectfully ask that no AA speaker or indeed any AA member be identified by full name in published or broadcast reports of our meeting. The assurance of anonymity is essential in our effort to help other problem drinkers who may wish to share our recovery program with us. And our tradition of anonymity reminds us that AA principles come before personalities. The long form of AA's 11 traditions says our names and pictures as AA members ought not to be broadcast, filmed, or publicly printed. In keeping with this principle, please do not post recognizable photos of identifiable AA members on websites accessible to the public, including unrestricted pages on social networking sites. I would now like to introduce our panel members, Corey, Melissa, and Brian. Brian, Melissa, and Les. There we go. Sorry about that. They will be sharing on We Agnostics.
My name is Brian and I am an alcoholic.
Hi, Brian. We love you, Brian. Lots and lots and lots. And a whole bunches.
Thank you. Thanks for asking me to share on this panel at 8 a.m. I usually don't even wake up for work this early, so I don't know, it's always an honor to be asked to speak. And when Robert called me up and asked me to speak on We Agnostics, I was like, oh gosh, it's always like, I thought it was kind of funny that I was asked to speak on a We Agnostics panel, because this has been a topic throughout my entire sobriety that I've really struggled with. And up until even the last few years, I really had a difficult time talking about meetings, because I never really was totally clear on what my higher power was and if I even believed that there was a God. So the second step kind of talks about, we came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. And it kind of, when you look at it, it's a process, And so I was glad that a lot of people, were very patient with me and, kind of helping me arrive to where I am today. So anyways, my sobriety date, September 1st of 2003. And growing up, my family was very, very religious. And for the first 5 years of my life, I went to a Southern Baptist church, and I learned to be very fearful of God, and that he was always judging, always watching, and more than likely I was going to hell, and then a little later on, they decided to kind of switch religions, and so we went to a charismatic evangelical Christian church, and here was something a little different. I would go to church and we would sing and praise God, and people would be putting their hands up and singing, and sometimes you'd have the palms out or the palms in, And I would always like try and like put the palms in because like that's how I figured like that you would receive God. And I would watch these people like speak in tongues and they would pass out and like kind of seizure on the floor. And I'm like, I do not get the urge to do that, you know? Like I just don't understand it. And I always like wondered like what the deal was. And I just kind of came to the conclusion that if there was a God, he probably just didn't really care about me enough to make me do that, you know? And so like at a pretty young age, I kind of distanced myself from God. And later on in life, I just like completely denied the existence of God. And I can like kind of fast forward, you know, like I would get into like these lofty arguments about religion and the existence of God. And I was like an atheist. I really looked up to the scientific community and put like a whole lot more faith into that. And you know, my drinking definitely got me into AA, you know. I tried every imaginable way to quit drinking and you know, like we do, and there was just nothing that could stop me from drinking. And I got to a point in life where I was just so low that I knew AA was somewhere that you could go to stay sober. And I didn't find AA through rehab or anything. My dad was in AA and he suggested I go to some meetings. And I remember my first meeting, I was reading the steps on the wall and I saw that G-O-D word and I'm like, oh, so that's your guys' deal, you know. You're a bunch of religious wackos. And I would hear you guys like pray and chant and it was just like, I was like, this is a little too creepy for me, you know? And, I didn't come back for another, 3 years after my first meeting. I was at 21 and, you know, obviously my life did not get any better and I did not quit drinking. And, I was just kind of like beaten into a state of submission where I was just like, if you guys want to talk about God, that's fine. I'm not going to believe in whatever thing you guys are trying to sell me, but I just want to quit drinking, you know? And, so I came in and I kind of adopted that old concept of God, that I had when I was a kid, you know? And, you know, I was just like, I was just willing to do whatever. And I think that's like what kept me sober at first, you know, cause, I was like, I was going to meetings, you know, I was doing what was suggested. I had a sponsor. I was working the steps. I was praying and just like kind of taking the action. And, you know, like I was saying earlier, you know, coming to believe is a process. And, I found that throughout my sobriety, my concept of a higher power has evolved and changed. And one of the things that happened, I was like on this trip and it was 3 years sober and I was watching TV and Stephen Hawking was on the television and Stephen Hawking is an atheist, you know, and he was talking about how he didn't see how God could fit in the world. And I was like, oh crap, you know, like if Stephen Hawking doesn't believe in God, what chance do I have? And so 3 years sober, like I became like an atheist again. And in a spiritual recovery, program of recovery where your life depends on, your connection with a higher power, that's like kind of a scary place to be, you know? And, I didn't want to drink again, you know? So, I went and talked to people. I asked them about their experience, with that. You know, I talked to old timers about their struggles with their higher power thing. And, what I was surprised to is like a lot of them actually, had experienced at one point or another somewhat similar experiences. And, you know, so they told me that I should continue to seek God and a higher power. And, you know, that's what I did. So I continued to take the action of praying and meditating. I read, books on spirituality and like I found a lot of stuff. And, I would go to meetings and, like, more often than not, if the topic was God, I would just kind of pass. But occasionally, I would be honest. If you're ever looking to get a good resentment, I would say go into a meeting and identify as an atheist. Because you get some comments after the meeting. And But like more, most people were pretty sympathetic, you know, and they're just like, well, just keep coming back. And that's what I did, you know, and I got, you know, trying to, find like that new relationship with a higher power. And, you know, I, like over those years, like I was saying, like a lot of years went by where my concept really didn't change, you know? So like I was going to meetings and I was still doing the deal, and, like I would have people come and tell me, you know, like, if you don't find a higher power, like you're gonna drink and die. And I'm like, I know. But, what happened is like, you know, days, weeks, months, and years started going by and I was sober. And here's the kicker, like I was happy about it. And so that didn't make any sense until like a few years ago when I had to kind of take a step back and like I realized like what those people were saying were like 100% right. And like my concept of a higher power just didn't match like what I thought your guys' conception of a higher power was, you know? And so what I realized was like the entire time I did have a higher power working in my life. And you know, from that point on, I kind of took, you know, my foot off my throat and, you know, stopped beating myself up over the God thing. And, you know, today, like, I said, like, I have a new conception of a higher power that works for me. And, what I can tell you is it's loving, it's caring, and, it has restored me to sanity when it comes to drinking. And, you know, sanity, for me, can show up in other ways besides drinking in my life, and so I have to continually work on that relationship because, you know, I have circumstances like with my fiance, you know, and relationships with my family and friends, and like these old ideals, you know, that I still need to be restored to sanity. You know, growing up, like I had these values instilled at me that are somewhat conflicting today, and you know, so I continually ask, you know, for the right ideals and motives and stuff. And, yeah. And so, you know, today, I have a higher power that works for me, and I'm always sympathetic when I hear somebody in a meeting talk about how they're atheist or agnostic, you know, and, I'll go up and talk to them after a meeting, kind of share my experience with them. And, you know, I don't get all nervous when I'm asked to speak about God or a higher power in meetings today. So, that's pretty much my experience. So I'm going to hand it off to you. Thank you.
Thank you.